I'm pretty much ready for
most of what you'll encounter today.
Okay, well,
that is, I mean, see, it's hard to think if you guys are going to be completionists or...
We have John in our party.
That's true.
Completionism is a
there
thing
is lots
that
of
needs to happen.
Pick up.
And I will.
Yeah.
Like, walk all the way back to fucking...
Like, I'm the guy upstairs going, I think I can put all of this in the bag of holding.
There may be other bags of holding.
Yeah, we might...
Ooh, a desk fan and a screws. I mean,
I'm not going to take it apart here.
Oh, there's
four screws.
There's an entire hallway full of offices we can loot. It's going to be great.
Oh, there's going to be so much duct tape.
Ooh, abacus. Ooh, abacus. Ooh, abacus.
Okay.
So much parchment. So, I love it.
Yeah. Wonder glue.
Yes. Oh shit, son! Military grade circuit boards.
Where these come from? Why the hell do you have 27 potatoes, 30 purified water?
Right, your bag makes no fucking sense. Don't you live on the road? You don't even have a fucking bedroll in here.
Because you don't sleep.
Right. I only wait.
What are you doing?
Waiting.
Random,
watching the bar.
Random, well-fed looking guy wandering through the barrens. Kill him. He's got a tiger's eye in his bag. What the fuck?
Right?
Okay. We're rolling.
Oh, good. So, welcome to another episode of the Unnatural Ones. We have a good time last time.
Fuck you.
And the fly had a good time last time.
Fuck you.
Yeah, what he said.
You're only making it sweeter for me. In the depths of Iron Deep Hall.
I told you he was.
You mean the front door of Iron Deep
Hall?
Yeah,
there's no depths.
Fuck you. We've not ventured into the depths.
Oh,
we made it to the lock.
Sub-level 2.
What is this, the fucking umbrella form?
We passed the welcome desk.
It's like
we're
the reverse,
now in the green room.
It's the reverse mezzanine. It's not even level 2. It's level 1.5.
There's a small image of a girl that says you're all going to die down here.
Oh, good, a save point. In the eye.
Some weird reason she wants to sell you weapons and give you upgrades. That's the weirdest thing.
At best.
Are there some med packs?
Secret buy-in. Your voice changed.
Wow. You're a lot bigger than I remember from just now.
If you have coin, Kajit has
coin. I love those memes in, like, the zoos where they're dragging, like, Kajit is innocent of this crime! Tiger in the cage.
Cat sitting in the frozen foods.
Oh, yeah.
Animal cruelty is not okay, viewers.
No,
not okay.
No, no, of course it's not.
Caging tigers is probably okay, though.
Yeah, I mean...
But you should be nice about it.
We should be.
Yeah, for sure. The druid of the party does not...
I suggest luring them in with children.
Cat can be an asshole. What the fuck do you think a tiger can be?
Touche.
That's like...
Ass Roy.
That's an epic tier asshole.
Delicious.
Too soon? Too soon?
Roy? Oh. No, not too soon. It's perfect timing. Thank
right.
you very much. Siegfried and what's left of Roy. Okay. Anyway,
we're going to hell.
Absolutely.
I mean, if we're going to hell, I think this episode is not near the top of the list of why we're going to hell. Hello, gentle. Oh, that's right, gentle listener. You're still there. Maybe, possibly, if you haven't run away screaming.
You didn't even say hello, gentle listeners. You hexed this whole fucking thing.
I'm sorry. I'm just bad at this. I don't know why people listen.
All right, we'll come in again.
They don't.
All right, from the top. Anyway, so last time we had some fun in the depths of Iron Deep Hall. You solved a riddle to get in the front door. You solved it the second time, at least. And went down into the depths of Iron Deep Hall, where on this level you discovered some living quarters and followed some dusty tracks down to an intersection where you saw two great doors. Above one of the doors it said Cafetorium, and above the another it said Barracks. The barracks had a more sturdy door made of steel that was closed and locked, but thanks to Azim's decent roll, with the help of Morella.
And indecency.
It was...
Right? Like...
that was just foreshadowing for the next to come.
He probably could have gotten it himself, but he saw a rare opportunity and seized it. And,
things to come? Hey-o.
Got into the barracks, and upon exploring the barracks, found a company of Dwergar, led by Dwergar in gray robes.
And
at which point it was literally on like Donkey Kong.
Yes, yes. Using a combination of your ape druid throwing a barrel of oil that you sequestered from the front gates and a well-placed firebolt from your Eldritch Knight started this party off right. And set some dwarves on fire. You went in and they didn't like that, so the Dwargar and Rogues decided to set you on fire in return.
It's okay, we got him carrying
it. Round pitch battle. A couple of you went down, but you won the day.
Ain't dead yet, motherfucker!
And I believe, now that I've given you the experience, it's just after the battle in the training room of the barracks.
Loot these motherfuckers.
Especially the wizard.
Yes.
Super wizard.
I will point out that the training dummies are still on fire and slowly filling the chamber with smoke.
I will use my cloak to pat them out.
Okay. But yes, you loot the motherfuckers.
You'd think they'd have ventilation for this sort of... I mean, fire's going to happen now and again. Maybe not in this room. But smoke has to escape.
I'm sure it'll go down the hall. It'll be fine.
You gonna do something I haven't done in a long time, guys.
Roll on the treasure tape?
Roll on the treasure.
Oh, shit. Ring of wishing.
Here we go. The wizard had a staff of the Magi the whole time. No one knows why I didn't use it.
Oh, never mind. Retcon, you guys are dead.
Yep.
All right,
that would be the right retcon.
Here it is. Cursed items.
Yes. I'm ready.
Let's take it to Rick. He can remove the curse.
Yeah.
Rick.
Oh, look, it's a sword.
Oh, yeah.
Makes you dumb. Now it's the best sword ever. There you go.
Thanks, go. Give it to you.
Oh, shit. I forgot one very important thing, my rolling surface.
Oh, look, it's a cursed rolling surface.
You should probably give this to your DM.
Who froze a baby in carbonite? That's fucked up.
I don't know.
That is really creepy.
Why? I was out of left field.
Why is Nadar looking at it?
Yeah, I don't know. Nadar's got this tablet up with
well,
a baby
okay,
in it.
To him, it's the frozen food section.
Right.
Ooh, nuggets.
You guys are terrible. Awful, all of you.
But it doesn't tell me what to preheat the oven to. Oh, well. Just as good cold.
Speaking of frozen foods, I saw one of the weirdest and most uncomfortable things the other day. I went to Walmart to buy some.
Walmart. Well, people
okay,
at Walmart.
That was my first mistake. But no, I went there because like I decided to start getting in shape. So I decided to go through like the vitamin section and like grab some, you know, protein powder and things like that, so I can start going to the gym. And they had these Atkins pizzas sitting on the shelf, but they weren't frozen. They were like room temperature. I'm not sure I would want to microwave any kind of cheese-based product that's like sits on a shelf at room temp.
Was that where it was meant to be? Or did somebody just say, oh, I don't want this, and put it
no,
where
it was a sticker on the shelf with like one of those things, like there were a bunch of them loaded into it like it was one of those cartridges.
Huh.
That's where they went, apparently.
Okay. This is why I don't shop at Walmart. Number a jillion.
I blame Atkins.
I did Atkins once, and that guy did not suggest leaving pizzas on shelves.
No, he didn't.
Yeah, I never trust a, you know, a multi-food group food that requires heating but doesn't require freezing.
Yeah, I get a little weird about foodstuffs that don't spoil. I feel like food stuff should spoil.
Especially since it's technically supposed to be a health food.
Yeah.
All right. You know, it's one thing if it's like junk food, okay? Everybody expects right. That stuff to be weird, but...
It's not even made of real food.
This is supposedly health food.
Yeah. Well, just because it's a diet food doesn't mean it's healthy food.
This is true. I've seen what that shit does to people's gallbladders.
Oh, yeah.
All right, guys.
What? Atkins?
Holy...
Rewishing!
No, I rolled. Would you stop looking at my dice, please?
Wow,
that was really.
Strings here for a reason. All right, don't be like.
Listen, I'm a human. I can look above the screen. I can look above the screen.
Stop. Move. That's it. Switch to John. You lost your present. No, I'm kidding. All right,
we're gonna throw the table out of balance again. That's not good.
Right,
guys,
like this.
I rolled 66. Four of them were sixes.
6d6. What are you doing?
I'm rolling your silver.
Oh.
Apparently, these quarter have a lot of silver.
I mean, R&D Hall probably filled with money.
John, are you writing this down?
I mean,
310 silver.
I'll write it down. Okay.
I got it.
I mean, they live in the Underdark. I mean, they're probably colorblind. It's, you know, probably thought, oh yeah, this is gold.
Wait, how much?
310 silver.
I'm glad you have a memory that's worth a damn.
And 80 gold.
80 gold.
You know what?
That's what, 16 gold per person if Mirella gets some?
Well, I think we're going to wait until we get out of this fucking dungeon to divvy it up.
Touche, it's not like we're going to a...
There's not a shop in here as far as we know.
Well, there could be.
Yeah, we could find...
Khajiit has way.
Yeah.
Plus, it's useful to have some cash in the fund for, you know, resurrection purposes if we need it.
Touche, valid point.
Yeah, that's funny.
Scroll of Resurrection, hey.
Not quite.
Wand of Resurrection, hey.
I don't want something that's going to be that blatantly obvious that we're going to die.
Right,
a lot and hard.
You find a small ceramic container. It is conical, but doesn't come to a point. It's
a dome,
and has a flat bottom, and it appears to have a small like garnet inset to make in a similar. It's kind of like a nose-shaped garnet inset. It's got two eyes and a frowny mouth at the bottom, kind of like making a face.
And Rattak's like, I take dick.
I have a spot for this. Sorry, that was Rattak. Not journey. Let me shut up.
Are you casting detect magic?
It would be as a ritual, so it would take some time.
We need it. We need long rest or short rest anyway. So
yeah, I mean, we can close the.
It's the
close
only
the
thing
door.
Magic in this room.
Okay, so yeah, I'll check it out.
Did we find this on
Arcana check or cast identify?
Did we find this on
cast
the wizard?
Cast identify.
Pardon?
Did we find this on the wizard?
Yes. You cast identify.
Yes.
As a ritual.
It's funny because roll knowledge arcana first. Honestly, you would, if you picked it up and said it was magical, you could just.
Arcana, you said. That would be 10.
Okay. You have no idea. And then you cast identify, mm-hmm. and you identify this as dust of sneezing and choking.
Fucking pepper spray.
Mm-hmm.
Plus one pocket sand. For one use. When you use an action to throw a handful of the dust into the air, you and each creature that needs to breathe within 30 feet of you must make a DC 15 Constitution saving throw or become unable to breathe while sneezing uncontrollably. A creature affected in this way is incapacitated and suffocating as long as it is conscious. A creature can repeat the saving throw at the end of each of its turns, ending the effect on a success. The Lesser Restoration spell can also end the effect on a creature.
Please, for the love of all things happy, do not use that near me.
I won't.
Thank you.
I won't.
My claustrophobia is just getting set off, like, just thinking about
it. I have a feeling I know exactly where we should use that.
Mm-hmm.
Find a ventilation shaft?
No, I'm thinking of...
boss fights.
Yeah, maybe.
Wherever the ritual is, just
right there.
The whole thing.
I have a great way.
If a man can't breathe, he can't cast.
Right? Doing complicated magic, doing complicated...
If you disable his hand, he can no longer press a button.
While we are talking about this, I still have that brooch of shielding.
Mm.
We mentioned you want that brooch of shielding?
What's it do? It
blocks magic missile.
Yeah.
Yes, please. That sounds lovely.
You can have that brooch of shielding.
I mean, thank goodness, like, the...
Do you have to attune to it?
I don't think so.
But thank goodness
someone's
going
to have to look it up.
I'll check. That frost giant illusion, you know, pulled aggro because that would have been bad for
frost
you.
Giant illusion was dope.
Yeah, it would have been awesome.
Yes, that requires dope.
So how long does it take to attune
short
to
rest,
it?
Just short rest. Just a short rest. Which we're about to take anyway.
Yeah. And you have resistance to force damage, which will matter because
other stuff that we do is totally force damage.
Disintegration, for example, is force damage.
Spiritual weapons.
Force damage.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and that one cleric did catch that.
They've probably got more clerics.
Just to keep in mind, I still have 3 greater healing potions and 2 regular healing potions only.
Awesome. Well, you hold on to that and don't die.
Yeah, that's just to let y'all know. If you need a potion, now's a good time to divvy.
I mean, you're our go-to healing guy anyway, so it would make sense if you held on to those potions. I mean, if we all have one, I have one myself.
He went down, right? He has all the healing potions.
Yeah, that's bad.
But we should all have right. We should all have one. I have one, just in case.
I used mine on him.
So go ahead. I would say and take another one.
Which one you want? Greater or regular?
It's gonna be a regular.
Regular. All right.
I'm gonna be a utility healer. If somebody goes down, I can pass this off to somebody who can get it to them.
Right.
Like we did before.
Right. Or if you're down to one and you're in the middle of a fight, pop a cork, chug it back.
I'm just saying, like I want. Half the shit in this book, like just as costumes, like that bronze shielding looks awesome.
You do a really good job of those illustrations.
Yeah, dude. I also, before we get to the big boss fight, I have a potion of resistance.
If only we had like a 3D
and a potion
printer.
Of fire breathing.
So fucking good.
I'm sure we'll need to pull out all stops.
I took a what? I'm sorry.
A potion of resistance and a potion of fire breathing.
Potion of fire breathing certainly sounds on brand for me.
Yeah, it does, actually.
Although it also sounds on brand for you.
Yeah, I can see myself, it's just a lightning and fire.
Well, you get 3 fire attacks with that.
Come at me, bro.
Fuck that recharge.
Which, on a short rest, I get my lightning breath back, don't I?
I think so.
I get my key points back. So I get like I know my clerics are skills are all long rest, but I think my lightning breath is a short rest.
Let us take a look.
I'm also going to spend some hit die.
Mm-hmm.
Train board.
Breath weapon. Short or long rest.
Okay.
So yes.
Yeah. Nice. All right. I'm going to pull mine back.
Hit die.
All right. So let's roll some hit die.
So we are taking a short rest?
Yep, we need one.
Awesome sauce.
We can use it for John to identify that thing, and we can roll some hit die.
And
15. Yeah. 7 plus 2 is 9.
Hot damn.
Chicka chicka.
Yeah. 8 plus 2 is 10. 4. 9, 10 is 19.
Yeah, that was good.
I used all my hit die, but I am back to full.
I only used 2 hit die. I'm at mostly full.
I love this mechanic of this game.
Hit die is a good idea.
Hit die is a great idea.
Everyone being able to sort of bandage yourself up and take a breath. Mm-hmm. Not have to be like, alright, healer, use all your heals.
Yeah.
We can, you know, it's like noon. We're halfway through the day.
So you'll be completely useless.
Right. Be a shitty fighter for the next fight. With maybe a bless or something.
Do we have a little marker? Dry erase.
We got a little.
I got most of them.
Also, cantrips actually being really useful for the casters.
Kind of like scaling as you level.
Yeah, they scale.
In some cases.
Yeah,
the fact that you can cast them ad nauseum and they level. Huge help.
So yeah, I got most of mine, but I had to burn most of my hit die to do
that. When you think about it, I mean, a cantrip is essentially what a caster would use instead of a weapon attack.
Yeah.
So the damage scales, but they still only get one per round, whereas weapon users usually are getting multi-attack, so we can do a bunch of strikes.
Also, weapon users are usually getting like magic weapons by higher levels that do extra die damage. Mm-hmm. It does make sense. Plus, they get to add their strength.
The only cantrip that doesn't do that is Eldritch Blast. That one... You actually get extra attacks just like multi attack. You actually have to make separate rolls.
Yeah, because it's like the Warlock's main shtick.
Yeah.
Mm. I like the fact that it can do different things like push you back.
Yeah, I'm excited for us to start delving into. Come at me!
Do you mind if I grab your player's handbook real quick? I want to take one quick look.
Okay.
Alright, so you guys are bandaging yourselves. Mm-hmm.
We put out the flames. Kick the wizard.
Right.
The door remains open, and it's the only door to this room. Are you going to close it?
probably before the rest. Yeah.
Okay. Well, all right. You close the door, bandage yourselves up, put out the flames.
Kick a wizard.
Marilla takes her time and burns her hit die as well.
Yeah, she remembers some abuse.
Rhett.
Yeah.
Well, she did also get that heal that brought her back up to full.
No, it brought her back to half.
No, I only get
the 24 hit point heal?
Yeah, she got healed for a full 24 at some point, but then got hit again.
I didn't write it down. I think she got hit again.
She did.
Okay.
But she wasn't as low.
No, she's at 10. So she's going to use some hit die.
Alright, so yeah, I don't get my bonus attacks back. I still have only 2 bonus attacks left.
Let's see how 2 you were. 6. Back to full. Using 3 hit die.
What were you saying, John?
No, just that my bonus attack, I used 2 of those during the battle, and they're long rests. Mm. So I don't.
Really? The bonus attacks are long rests?
They're long rests, too. Yeah. Like, a lot of my cleric stuff is long rest. I do not get it back for short rests.
Well, I mean, but still, I mean, 4 clerics are pretty dope.
Yeah, but still. That's one of the things I have.
Like, I've never seen a cleric.
Listen, this isn't 3.5. Just right. Be happy that it's not 3.5.
That's true, because everyone will be useless until the next long rest. And remember...
Not everybody. I got a sword.
Yeah, not me.
The druid circle you're in, you get some spells back on short rest.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm checking that now to see exactly what I get.
All right.
Which is pretty awesome.
And also remember, you can bonus action before you take your regular action, so you can shillelagh before you take the swing.
Oh, yeah.
Last week you swung before you cast a light.
Oh, did I?
Yeah.
Derp. Derp, 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 derp.
You know, we're all learning. It's fine.
I mean, yes and no. I know how to do this, but sometimes my brain's like...
Right, spells, I guess.
But I was just an animal. Hold on.
Right, best thing about playing a druid is you're playing like 3 classes at once.
There's a lot of spinning plates as a druid, but so rewarding.
And I'm just really bad at D&D as well. I mean, I've played for a long time, but my brain's like...
Okay, Miss, call lightning. I'm bad at D&D.
Yeah.
Listen, so bad. I can read a book every once and again, but it's remembering all the shit in the book that is, importante.
Oh, here's 38 damage, but I'm so bad at this.
Was I supposed to blow up all the goblins?
Shit, I did not realize that was actually a +1 Warhammer 2 that I got last week.
It was.
+1.
Ooh.
+1 of infinite smiting, I believe, yeah.
It's not infinite smiting, but it is that one extra, I think it's an extra d6 of fire damage.
Oh, it's a pity. It's also a cursed item. It turns your chaotic evil as soon as you touch it. Roll for initiative.
We will accept you as you are. Why'd you hit me with a lead?
Sorry. Cursed hammer.
Want to know how I got these scars?
I gave them to you.
You gave them to me.
Alright, so.
How I got these scars?
Otter pops.
Otter pops.
Flavor ices.
With frozen daggers.
I always hated those things. They're awful.
So, here you are.
Again. So we rest. And no one accosts us, I hope.
No one accosts you. It's weird. You really were expecting more of a pitched battle all the way.
Yeah, just like a continuous resistance. But I guess it is really huge, and that would mean like thousands upon thousands of.
Your only guess is that perhaps.
They're all gathered down below.
Perhaps they needed to sacrifice some of their own numbers because they were short on willing victims.
Or between us and the Griffin Riders, we took out a large portion of their forces.
The money you picked up last week, do you remember?
Perhaps.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I wrote it down actually.
I want to combine that with what we have.
Okay, sounds good.
Remember,
we got the.
We've already killed a shitload.
Only 70 platinum. Only 70 platinum. Magic bracers, magic hammer, magic ring, 70 platinum. That's all I wrote down.
Okay,
yeah.
70 platinum. I'm just keeping a log of what we pulled.
Yeah, I can jive with that. And then I'm just going to cross this out so that I know that. Yeah.
Don't double count.
And we've taken out at least 4 full war bands of creatures.
Magic hammer
related to this fortress.
Magic hammer, magic ring, magic bracers. So he got the bracers, yeah. I got the ring.
And then
I got the hammer.
We've no sense of
right?
their
yeah,
purple numbers.
He got the hammer, yeah.
Because we took out the camp. And then we took out the war chief and his
Although
group
I have
on the trail.
This, from
the scouting party.
looting the mountain. One's so this is from the big bad fight, but this is what we got.
Fortress.
And the digging through the
castle. Well, over. I might write down this.
Okay.
I'm sure.
And then you can keep this because I think
how many more hundreds do they have?
Yeah, you're right.
Let's see.
We were discussing the size of the sacrifice necessary to bring this evil into our world is quite a few more than that, and you'd have to have the numbers to capture such numbers. Perhaps we're walking into a trap.
Well, numbers can be complemented by powerful people. For instance, as you point out, you have killed hundreds, and there are only five of us. A dragon sometimes levels playing fields, but it is possible that thousands of Duergar lie before us.
It's, you know, a dragon would somewhat level the playing field, you are right, and it, you know, Duergar are hard to find in Zatamba because they reproduce using sodomy, which is not very attractive to them.
Yes, the barbed penises.
We really don't sex shame in my tribe, so I'm not entirely sure why that matters.
It's very painful.
How does that work medically?
It often does not.
Those poor dears.
Wow, thank you.
And I repeat it in Dwarvish in case there's any Dwargar outside that I can, you know, enrage and make them come in.
Oh, well, the Dwargar king walks in and he's CR.7.
And he says he's going to show you sodomy.
Let me instruct you personally.
Make a dex save.
So,
as Asim puts the bag of holding over his head and then tears it. Have fun on the astral plane, asshole.
I rolled a 17 investigation check. I'm looking for papers or documents and information in this area.
I mean, this is just a training room.
Or the barracks?
The barracks.
As well. Oh, yeah, there's a whole hallway full of offices.
Yeah, we didn't do anything with the rest of the barracks.
Well, I thought we were barricading in here and resting.
We did. But we did that.
We're resting
okay,
now.
Okay, so.
Well, as we're resting, because, like, these guys are just sitting in the training room. Were they carrying any documentation on them?
No, none of these people were carrying any documentation.
No orders or anything?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. This room just has one door in?
Yeah, one door in.
Okay.
Is there I'm not familiar with how one best makes use of creatures, but is it possible to extract whatever generates the fire from the hellhounds?
They're fiends, so like
I don't know.
Either knowledge, arcana, or religion, I suppose.
I can try to dissect it to find out.
Yeah, I mean, did they vanish when we killed them? How does it work?
Yeah, if they're fiends. That's I think that's pretty much what they do. Is they just?
Oh, I think they did vanish when you killed them. Now that you mention it.
I was about to say, if it's still there, can I flay it and figure out its internal anatomy?
Anatomy.
17. Yeah, they were a fiend, so they actually ashed out when you killed them.
Oh.
You know that. It's more probably due to their infernal nature than like a gland or something that you could harvest.
It is. Their flame comes from their infeminine nature.
I did not. When did you have time to? Never mind.
Infeminine. That word that you just used.
It means that they come from the under portals.
Okay, I'll translate for you. They're devils.
Yes, that is a correct word.
The particular word you just used meant to discern whether it's a male or female species.
No, I was not talking about their gander.
Okay. That you mean gender. Gander is a male goose.
You're running in circles here.
I'm just trying to inform him, especially of...
Marilla pipes up and speaks in perfect Draconic. And explains to you what you just said.
Oh.
She says, do not worry, my dear. I will help you in future conversations.
Much obliged.
That was a fantastic common word. And they're just speaking in Draconic back and forth. And none of you speak Draconic, yeah?
No.
Sure? No.
So, sounds like a language from a certain... Nordic influenced game that I.
Yes.
Double the cannon. Double the cannon.
Why don't know?
Is it Space Edge? That's the game, right?
Yes, yes. Space Edge.
Firmament Rim?
Firmament Rim, yes.
Burger King? Burger King?
Well, I tried not to get sued.
No, we're small potatoes. Ain't nobody gave crap about us.
From the
we just gave them a free plug.
The live right? games, the old parchments.
Oh, the old,
yeah,
parchments.
Old parchment games.
Yes,
the old parchment,
ancient parchment,
mm-hmm. ancient parchments. Yes. Oh man! All right, so you guys are in a. If, say, we're still using the cardinal directions here, the door is on the north side of the room. You know that the door was actually at the end of that hallway you came down. So if you go out to the north side of the room and take a left, there will be two more doors on your left.
Okay.
I want to go into the cafeteria before we go much further.
Well, let's check out these offices first so we can see what's in here.
Well, hear me out. Before we go to those offices, if they're eating from the cafeteria... We could make them all sick.
But the door is right here.
The cafeteria door is right across the hall from us. It's literally...
We have to go past these to get to the cafeteria.
We do?
Yeah,
the barracks was like a whole section.
We went into the barracks.
In which there was a room that
He's
we found.
Talking about these doors. Oh. And then you have to go out that door to the cafeteria.
I didn't even realize. J.K. Lewis, yes, what she said.
Yeah. Cafeteria is like a different building on the other side of the square.
Yeah. Got you. I thought it was like just door.
No, you
door
came to basically you came to a crossroads, and on your
see
left,
if you just give us a map, this would be much easier for my brain.
I'm describing. What
we should be drawing our own map as we go. If you want to get all official D&D.
Fine. You know what? Fine. As a druid, I'm gonna try to map out my land.
You have grid paper
to a crossroads. There was two.
Do you want grid paper?
Do you have it?
Yeah.
And yes, please.
Okay. There were two doors, one to your left, one to your right. The one to your left said barracks, the one to your right said cafeteria.
Right.
So to go to the left door.
That's what I remember.
Walk down a long hallway, which there were doors on your right that you passed because you walked down a long hallway because the door on the right at the end was open and you heard sounds coming.
Right.
It was like a 50-foot corridor you went out.
Yep.
I didn't remember the two doors down that corridor. That was my mistake.
It's over.
All right.
I have maps and I'm here to remind
you. All right. Everyone, you might want to back up just in case this door has something with it. All right. So I open the door immediately to the left.
Thank you.
Fantastic. It's locked.
All right.
It is a heavy oak and iron banded door.
Is it another complicated lock? Like
no, it is not one of the cylindrical locks. It appears just to be a normal lock.
How wide is the hallway?
The hallway is roughly little less than 15 feet, maybe 12 feet wide.
Fantastic. I charge the door.
Did we find a key on any of the creatures?
Yeah, sure. You found a key.
Do I see him start to charge?
You see him charging. You don't see him start to charge. You be like, hey, I found a key.
Okay, so I guess I'll let you run into the door.
15.
I mean, 15 hits the door, I suppose. It was a strength check?
Athletics check.
You hear it crack, but it doesn't fly open.
Before you do that again...
That was very loud.
You think one more of those hits could probably do it.
Well made. Yes?
I produce the key. I found this on one of the guards. Perhaps we can try it on the door and make a little less noise.
Oh. Yes,
would
excellent
you,
idea.
Would you mind if I...
Oh, by all means.
Watch for the darts.
I look around. Do I see any, like, dart holes? Because
if it's the wrong key, I imagine it will
assist you
about the same.
I don't see shit.
You're
These
busy,
walls are full of holes.
Right? You're busy looking at the architecture like, wow, this is great.
So my perception is a 5. I get a +4.
You didn't know.
You are unfortunately not a hobbit.
You touched the sides of the box, didn't you? Talked about this.
It's going to be an 18 perception?
You don't detect any holes.
Yeah.
Do I see any other kind of, like, pressure plates or
much
anything?
Much better.
Okay.
If I didn't set it off with what I just did...
That's fair.
Very valid, but...
You might have jammed the mechanism by rashing into it so hard.
Considering what happened getting into this door, or into this hallway, you can never be too sure. And I try to put the key in the lock and...
Strength check.
The lock's jammed.
Probably.
Athletics, if you have it, I guess.
I do have athletics, actually.
Really?
I do.
Holy shit.
Listen, I used to live in the woods, okay?
That makes sense.
Climbing trees.
And I rolled a natural one, but that's okay. I'm going to use my inspiration, right?
No, I'm assisting you.
Okay.
So you get advantage.
Not turning the key. No, you're not assisting her doing
okay,
that.
Okay, can I burn my inspiration die?
Let me try it. Let me try.
Touche. That's kind of...
It doesn't budge.
Your shots.
I try to, like, you know how,
I mean,
like...
I don't put these out often. You might want to save it for...
You're not
okay.
Wrong.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Give me a 16.
16. It's unlocked. You have a feeling it might have been a lot easier the first time.
Sorry about that.
But you got it open.
There you go.
Thanks. Is the key bent?
No. It's
okay.
Straight iron.
Okay. Because, yeah. You know, sometimes if you have kind of soft metal when you try to turn a lock, it's sometimes, like...
Hopefully dwarves would make
their
keys out of quality shit.
Touche.
We do everything the hard way, as you've noticed. Open the door.
You open the heavy oak and iron banded door, and it actually swings towards you. Huh. And
there is nothing on the other side. It's just space.
It's just...
this is the void.
It's a sphere of annihilation.
Close the door.
You know those video games where you're walking down a city, but you actually can't go into, like, the buildings they didn't make the insides of? And
who the fuck turned on no clip?
You guys managed to, you know, no clip through this door, and you found an Easter egg.
It says you're not supposed to be here.
I eat it.
You eat it. Roll concert.
I'm now a large rabbit.
I'm just kidding.
I poop rainbows.
None of that happens.
Hey, good. I found glitter dust.
As the door swings wide, you guys, before you, see a large room, roughly 20 feet tall. Actually, more like 15 feet tall. And through it, you see many things.
A deck of?
No.
That's the last thing this party needs.
You and your freaking vinegar geyser can keep your random.
I have a full
stuff
house.
Of wraiths.
Well, I know who you should call.
Nice
callback. Nice.
Before you spreads a dwarven room housing tables, chairs. Looks like raised counters, almost like a bar against the walls with stools and circles of chairs, and looks like a bookcase in the corner or a cupboard.
Ooh, books.
It houses books and boxes and crates and things, and it looks like a common room. But what you also see are signs of battle. Many of the tables and chairs have been overturned. There's scorch marks and blade marks marring many of the walls and decorations that have been hung up. Like, there's carvings in the walls of great dwarven military victories, and there are smaller tables and chairs that you think might be more gnome size than dwarf size. And on some of these overturned tables, you see remnants of maybe things that Hathor might recognize, dwarven like strategy games and things of that nature.
It's like a rec room.
It's like a rec room, yeah. But definite signs of battle in here. And the rec room is wrecked. And
I see what you did there.
Thanks.
And
about 60 foot down, about the same length as the training room, you see in the center another door. However, this one is slightly ajar.
Was it a door or a jar?
Well, it's a jar that is slightly ajar. Technically,
it's a jar that is slightly ajar?
Yes.
Only a bit.
A jar.
Don't. Thank goodness for attack is in
here. You walked into that one. Before this, may I see that key again?
Yeah, absolutely.
All right. I go back outside, and I open the next door down the hallway and just peek in.
Okay. Roll dex. Okay. this one is also locked, so good thing you grabbed the key.
Good.
Although there is some dwarven script above this door.
Okay, what's it say?
Quartermaster.
Why did your lies just light up like that?
I think he left us. He didn't. Like, yeah, we are all in the rec room, and he's...
I would have followed him. I mean...
Touché.
You guys followed him?
I'm going to look at the bookshelf.
This is the quartermaster's chambers. This is probably some supplies in here. Hopefully.
Okay. While you're doing that, I'm going to do him first, because technically he'd get to it first. Roll an investigation check.
Can I join him?
Sure. Just roll separately.
Investigate. That's a one. I'm gonna re-roll it, cuz Hobbit.
Most OP racial ability.
OP and
it's 7.
18.
Alright,
I can read Dwarven, though.
You can?
I
okay.
can.
So, you are actually, yeah, the same, roll a disadvantage.
These sorry. Are all
Dwarven.
Worst.
I didn't mean to make that happen.
11. Alright, Dravinia. This is a lot easier for you because all of these books are in Dwarven and you happen to read in Dwarven. And most of the books are, you know, smut Dwarven novels.
Are they really?
There's some Elven manga.
There's some Louis L'Amour in there.
Yeah. There is books on military strategy. There are history books. Most of it having to do with the Iron Deep Dwarven military. There are a few fiction novels based mostly around military victories and combat and things of that nature. There's a few books on crafting. Nothing really crazy catching your eye.
I pulled down the one about the Iron Deep, like, history or whatever.
Yeah, there's a few.
And see if it has a map of, like, it's, like, Dwarven, like, I mean, yeah. it's this area, you know, see if it...
All right. With that investigation, you pull it down. There are no, like, maps. You hear mentions of the Amethyst Descent below the high... below the high entrance that leads to the high entrance. You guess that was that natural cavern that you... span down. You hear mention of the forges, the deep markets, and Iron Deep Castle. You see mention of a dungeon, and that's all you see basically on your cursory.
Yeah, just kind of flipping through.
A scene. It's a bunch of books and dwarven words. Nothing. You see from the pictures, a lot of the pictures that a lot of them have to do with military things. You see one that you guess is on how to properly wield shield and warhammer or axe together, like fighting techniques. But that's about all you find.
Okay, maps is really what I was looking for too.
Yeah, so. Maps. No maps, but Dravinia, you find, you know. Mention of different places within Iron Deep Hall.
Okay. When Half-Thor gets back, I'll share this with him.
So, Half-Thor, you unlock the door and open it. And
I'm expecting it to be pretty well cleaned out, but you never know what they might have missed.
It's true. All right. So, you get into the room, and it's about maybe a 20-foot long by about 40-foot wide front room. And you see a stone wall in front of you with a hole cut out about waist to dwarven height. And in that hole, it's about this is about another 15-foot tall room, and it's about a 10-foot high window, essentially, with iron bars and a small... Actually, kind of a wide and maybe foot-tall window.
A teller's window.
Yeah, a teller's window, except it's iron bars and not glass.
Well, and back then, tellers would have iron bars.
To your left on the side of the wall, you see another door. This one is stone iron banded, and it doesn't It has a lock on it. Not one of those cylindrical locks, but it has a lock on it as well. And past the iron bars, you see, looks like shelves and other things of that nature. Per your suspicion, it looks pretty cleared out. You see, like, standing shelves that go long ways and shelves on the side. Though, I mean, it looks pretty cleared out. You see a remnant or two, if you want to go back and investigate.
I would, because these Urgar seem to maybe not necessarily be the smartest in the world, with the exception of that wizard. So I'm wondering if maybe they might have overlooked some things that might actually be of value to us.
All right, well, you can try to go through the iron bars, or you can try to go through the door.
Let's try this key on that lock.
It does not work.
Okay. Is it an actual, like, padlock, or is it an embedded in the door lock?
It's embedded into the door.
Okay.
So you approach the door and try the key, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, snap.
The fuckery begins.
Pew pew.
You do not have your shield out,
yeah? No, I had my greatsword out.
Actually, hold on. You're a dwarf. I'm going to give you a perception check at disadvantage because you weren't looking.
Okay.
But I will give you that because you're a dwarf.
So 13?
13, you say?
Yeah.
Not good enough.
To shreds, you say.
To shreds, you say.
Yeah. Nothing.
Okay. Luckily, it's only two darts in your door.
Oh, good.
All right. I rolled a 16 and a 20 to hit you.
The 20 hits.
Okay.
I shreds, you say. You
and his wife?
To shreds, you say.
All right. Take 14 poison damage.
Oh, wait, hold
on. Round it down to 7.
I gotta save it against the con.
Oh, that's right.
Poison.
No, it's just injury on.
I have to save versus poison. I get resistance, but I also get to save versus poison, don't I?
I think it's just you get resistance to poison. I don't think this trap has a save DC, although let me check the book.
It'd be kind of bullshit if it didn't.
I mean, some poisons are just...
Sometimes it's, did you get hit? Your save was armor class. And sometimes not.
I will check for you just to make sure, but I'm pretty sure it's just on entry you take this one. All right. Get a
concert. How's that going?
I mean, he's a dwarf, so I hope it's 13.
I don't know.
All right. 13 is not good enough.
You take 14 poison damage, half to 7, and 3 piercing.
All right. So 10.
As you put the lock, you put the key in and jiggle the lock, it doesn't work, and 2 darts come down from the ceiling. And one bounces off your shoulder plate, but another one embeds in your thigh.
I throw up in my mouth a little bit. So.
Wait.
So these idiots.
Do we hear the loud ting of dart hitting armor?
Well, he's with him, and no, you don't, because you're in the other room.
And I.
Obviously, roll a perception check at disadvantage, sure.
I'm.
Do I see him?
Oh, yeah, he's right in front of you.
Hold on. I'm just pondering for a moment the idiocy of building a trap where simply inserting the wrong key, because
14.
I would guess there's a lot of keys, and that would be something that probably happens fairly often.
A quartermastery is one of the most surveilled and controlled places in the military base.
And a quartermaster would still have a shitload of keys on him. And I would imagine, occasionally, the wrong one gets put in.
Well, perhaps...
He's probably built up an amusement to his own poison.
Fair point.
Perhaps when he's left or when he's
don't,
locked
no,
down,
no,
I'm, activate the trap.
Okay.
Who knows?
There might be a button
you
inside.
Got into the dark.
He might only turn the trap on when
I'm just
home.
Very annoyed by this.
All right.
Fine. That looked like it
14
hurt.
Perception to hear the ting.
Wasn't fun.
You hear Hathor almost puke. You don't hear a ting, though. So I just hear... Yeah.
I grab a trash can.
Half floor may be in some difficulty in the next room.
Found another trap.
Perhaps I should go invest. And I go over there. Since I can't read Dwarven anyway.
14 medicine check. How's he doing?
He does not have the poisoned condition.
No.
As far as you know.
So I plucked the dart out.
I'm made of sterner stuff, but...
There's another one on the ground. It's still poisoned.
Yeah.
Actually, hold on. Let me roll and see if it
was... I pluck the dart out and go, you will be fine.
It was not destroyed.
And then I pick the other dart up.
Yeah, save that for...
I don't know why your gagging sound makes me laugh.
Because you're a sadist.
I'm okay. I'm okay.
It was only poison damage versus you. They coated it in elven wine.
I'm
why does it smell of grapefruit?
I'm all right. I'm all right. I'm not all right.
I'm okay. I'm not okay.
And I got that out of my system. All right.
Did you bring the olives as well, dear?
Do you come into the room?
Yeah. I come into the room.
You see Hathor puking in a corner, and
Nadar is patting him gently on the back.
With one hand and looking at a dart in his right hand.
You'll be okay.
I think I understand. So tell me about this gap in the bars.
Here.
Could I fit? Ooh, thank you.
That one's intact.
Yeah. You think you could?
I believe...
I'm gonna try.
It's anti-dwarf.
Yes, this does not appear to have been set up with concerns around halflings, unless... I'm going to check for traps first.
If you insist.
I insist. Investigation?
Wait.
Actually, perception.
Perception.
Guidance.
Okay.
Pause for a moment.
Sure.
So guidance is what?
I'll give you a D4.
Okay. Wait for Kenny. In case...
But
I get stuck in here like Winnie the Pooh or some shit. And so, add another poison dart to my collection. Always exciting. So, Rob, tell me about this poison stance.
DC 15 con save or take 2d10. On injury.
Got me a little still collection of poisons now. Mm-hmm.
Those look delicious.
They're not. They're terrible.
I appreciate that. Now I can see the giant smile on your face as you eat them. They must be awful.
That's the rictus grin of poison.
Yeah.
So what am I rolling? Like athletics? Because there's not like an escape artist.
I thought you rolled a perception.
Oh, right, traps. Mm-hmm. Right. That's a one.
Wait.
Let's re-roll it.
Mm-hmm. Are you sure that's a bill?
I'm super sure, bro. I will read it to you if you would like.
No, it's all right. It's fine.
I have a caltrap. All
right. So, plus two?
And plus two.
22 perception.
22 perception.
You find fine wires.
Roll two perception checks, actually.
Okay.
And not disadvantage, but...
Just two different ones?
Two different ones, yes.
Okay. I assume guidance only works for the single shot. Okay.
Let's do 15.
For the second.
Okay. You see on the bars themselves, the tiniest scrawling of maybe some kind of magical runes.
Hmm.
You cannot read magic, so you don't know.
Right.
But you know who can.
Right. Nadar, come look at this. There are tiny letters here, but I do not understand the script.
Do I need to roll some?
Knowledge Arcana.
Knowledge Arcana.
Mm. You gotta respect your rolling surface, man.
Yeah, I do.
You gotta pick one and stick with it.
See? Seven.
Damn those magic letters.
Mm. They are not divine lettering.
Hmm. Well, perhaps Hafthor will be able to tell us once he has finished inspecting the corner.
Hafthor, roll a knowledge arcana check. As Azim points out, tiny little scrawling letters on all the bars.
Okay. I think I can fit through, but it is probably set up to not appreciate that sort of thing. Ooh, that's a five.
Oh,
that's magic letters.
Them might be magic letters.
Hmm.
Roll a deception check to seem like you know what you're talking about, Duncan. Can I get one of them strong bows, please?
Absolutely. Any specific kind?
That red one was divine, if you don't mind.
Oh, go ahead. Everybody.
I also got some Angry Orchard maple that we have. It's pretty good.
I thought that was
okay. Asim, I'm going to level with you.
All right.
I have no fucking clue what that is.
Safe to say, some sort of people don't just write on iron bars for no reason.
It's magic.
Yeah, that's highly unusual. Yes.
So perhaps we will try the door.
Probably a safe bet.
Well, let me see if I can do better with this more standard sort of lock than your weird dwarven cylindrical one.
Do I see where the darts came out of last time?
Yeah, two holes in the ceiling.
Okay. Is there a chair I can stand on?
Not in here. You can pull one of the heavy stone ones from inside, but then again, they're 15-foot high ceilings, so probably not.
Box, crate, table, something.
Come here.
Oh, wait. How high is it?
15 feet.
Hmm. Shit.
It's a high ceiling, yeah.
Alright. Put me up on your shoulders.
How tall are you, Nadar?
I am 6'7".
6'7". Okay. So, well, since you're on his shoulders, let's take away your head height from that. So let's say 6 feet even. How tall are you?
Just short of 5 feet.
Just short of 5 feet? So let's say 6 feet. So you can reach about 12.
Mm. But if I get on your shoulders...
Then you might be able to get there. How tall are you?
This thing right there? On one of these sheets around?
Yeah, screw it. I'll just 3 foot two. Less time.
3 foot two?
Yes.
Let's see, if you're on his shoulders and not his head.
I can stand on his
head. There's like 4 feet.
But this kind of defeats the purpose because I'm trying
to... Right, but my arms are taller than 3 foot two.
This defeats the purpose because I'm trying to cover up those holes with my shield, so if you botch, it just hits my shield and nobody gets hurt.
I thought you were going to stuff something in them like a rag.
I don't have anything like that.
Hmm. I used to, but I've been naked this whole time. Just in case you have forgotten.
What?
If you're modest, you did find some rags in the broken up battle scarred.
Oh, thank you. If I had a couple of 10-foot poles, I'd just stick them in there and break them off.
Not immodest? Azim's not. No, he's not a modest guy. I mean, I doubt he's ever told you this, but the monastery was co-ed, and sometimes you gotta get naked to do stuff. Mm-hmm. So it's very...
Well, to be fair, you spent a short rest bandaging yourself.
Right. So you could, parts of me are covered.
You're wearing a diaper now.
You could look like a mummy if you'd like.
Yeah, I guess I did get pretty fucked up, now that you mention it.
Do you have any scars? Like, did I see...
I see he's covered in scars, which you guys learned in the fighting pits.
Yeah.
Oh, that's right, because you were...
There's a few more. But yeah,
a couple of the old scars reopened.
Right.
Actually,
a couple of them melted.
Actually, we saw them in the Underdark when you were fighting the Grail.
Yeah, and you got covered in stuff, and you had to like take off your.
Oh yeah, that's true too. So yeah, you guys have seen us seem naked. It's fine.
I'm not gonna ask about how you got your scars. I know I keep like saying that, but I really mean that because I want to know.
You gotta do it in character.
I know. I'm just saying.
You've seen him get a couple.
Yeah. You know the answer to the stories on a few of those.
Well, right.
All right.
Really do dig scars.
Okay. But when I got hit by these things, I saw the trajectory, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Can I assist Asim in getting him to stand in a spot where he would be out of the path of projectiles coming out of those holes?
Tell you what. I'll give him 3/4 cover.
Cool. Double shield again.
So. Asim.
So I am going
to... You have field souls, as we discovered.
Yes.
All right.
So. Oh, and I will do one other thing.
Yeah.
I'll put my hand on your back.
Okay.
And I'll cast Mage Armor.
Finally!
Your time has come.
What?
How does your Mage Armor look?
It's a...
it's gotta be visible.
Crystalline. Kind of covers him head to toe, and then just kind of fades to give the illusion of not being. I would say looks almost like a clear obsidian. So it's a kind of blackish brown.
Gosh,
kind this is of impressive.
And functionally speaking, your AC goes up by 3.
Really? It doesn't just set your AC or something?
It sets
your base.
It sets
AC.
The base to 13 instead of 10.
You can't wear actual armor, but the bracers don't count. They're considered the bracer slot, not the armor slot.
So you have a 23 AC right now.
For the next 8 hours, not concentration.
You just adjust a couple of monster stats.
So if I die,
what, does it still?
You're
stay?
Still cool.
Huh?
But that's another level 1 spell gone. So
this might be handy.
So with 3 performers covered, that also makes your...
Right, that's plus what, 4?
Plus 4, I think.
Where is cover? Here it is. 3 quarters cover plus 5.
Plus 5.
You have a 28 AC versus this trap right now.
Get some.
Which, you know what that means?
It's a 20 to hit.
I got a crit to hit.
Not unheard of.
So, pick locks is dex check, add proficiency if you have the tools.
Yes.
Cool. Yes.
I like that. And you're a fucking hobbit, so you can't block.
Fucking hobbit!
18.
Total?
Yeah.
Let me see. My notes here. Where that's notes are. Alright!
Wow! Meats!
Haha! You hear?
This is much better than that cylindrical nonsense.
And it kind of opens inward a little bit.
We need to find the loading mechanism for those darts, because you could use some of those, I think.
They must have a storehouse of them.
Maybe there's a hopper up here somewhere.
Right?
Perhaps
they're in here. This is where things are.
Is there a hanging ceiling? Just pop one of those, like, one of those foam tiles out of the way. Oh, here they are. Chunk, 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 chunk.
A heavy repeating crossbow.
Yes, these are the weirdest dwarves you've ever seen. They use foam hanging ceilings.
Yeah, look, technically they actually are the weirdest dwarves I've ever seen, because I'm not used to dwarves with locks.
That's true.
Technically, you're the weirdest dwarf we've ever seen.
But there aren't other dwarves here to observe.
Lederhosen.
In my citadel, there's no locks. Everything is magically warded. So it's like a supermarket door. If you're authorized to go through the door opens. If you're not, it just don't open.
Hmm. Well,
that's way fancier than they got.
I mean, not fancier, but just, you know, different strokes. Since they rely on gnomish ingenuity and divine magics.
Yeah. We're more arcane people, so...
Exactly.
Ward shit glows everywhere where I'm at.
And now that you've told me that, I cannot wait till you have to go through your old citadel.
Oh, we're going through the front door.
Mm-hmm. Oh, everything's magically warded, you said.
Okay.
I mean, by the time we get over there, it probably won't be a problem.
Maybe.
Have you read this book?
No, but if we survive long enough to get to the other continent... We'll probably be pretty tank.
Right? Like, we've leveled so much, and haven't even left this quadrant of the freaking county.
I mean, this side of the continent just happened to have a lot of adventure right away, so. I got plans. That's fair.
I know, we talked about it.
We're not going to the other continent until I get my dinosaur mount. We have to go to Sedova first.
That's true. You know, our
dinosaurs that's it. When I left, do you think I left through the warded doors?
That's true.
I told you, dwarven citadels always have more than one way in and out.
That's very true. So I imagine your brother doesn't know about this.
I did not smell good when I came out.
Well,
I can just imagine, like, the hobbit.
He was always a bit prissy. He would not have sealed off that entrance himself.
Right?
This is some King's Landing shit.
The door opens.
Oh. Give me 10 good men and some climbing spikes. And I'll impregnate the bitch.
Play tools.
Can he crawl through 2 miles
of unspeakable shit? Apparently.
Right. Sure. No big deal. I peer in the cracked door.
Much as I described before, you see kind of like heavy stone kind of slanted standing shelves. There's three long ones that go down. There's metal racks that hang from the ceiling. You imagine that things hung up there maybe once. And
like dwarves.
Shelves on the walls that run on the left and right wall that run all the way down. And
should we do investigation to see
how long is this taking? Would I?
And on the
picking
right
lock
side,
takes a minute, I think.
On the right wall, as you peer in, you look around all the way at the end is another door. It's closed.
Ah, there is another door. Perhaps that is where the good stuff is.
Investigation check on this room to see if there's anything worth looting.
Yeah, sure. Go ahead.
I'll investigate too.
Once again, how long is this taking them? Because they left me in the other room by myself.
Yeah.
Not more than 5 minutes.
Okay, because like if they leave me for too long, I'll be like, guys.
I mean, 5 minutes. If you're reading boring stuff, it can seem like a long time.
Yeah, you might have got sucked into a book, and we're like,
yeah,
let's
no,
do
I'm trying to. I guess I spend this time while they're doing this, trying to like figure out like the Iron Deep Hall book that
you
I
are
got.
Enthralled. You found Patrick Rothfuss's third book in the trilogy.
Oh no, we'll never see her again.
Had you just stuck around, you'd have gotten it too. But it's mine now.
No.
Yeah, man, I was really shocked with it.
And the six dragons.
Quail's penis.
What?
Shit got weird.
Turns out it was a smut novel by the end. It was really weird.
It was the only way.
It's kind of actually already a smut novel if you ever read them.
I'm about a third of the way from the first one.
Yeah, I even got the second one.
There's some smutty business.
Hey, that's fine.
It has its place in fantasy.
Right, it does.
The book does not say what kind of action it is.
Investigation.
17.
Not nearly that much.
There are a few weapons.
Okay.
Scattered pieces of armor. opened crates that remain empty, maybe half of a ration bottom. Plundered boxes of medical supplies like bandages and things of that nature. You think, all in all, if you scrounged everything together, you might be able to get 2 days' rations and like half of a healer's kit out of everything. There's one or two battle axes and war hammers. Couple pauldrons and sabatons lying here and there. There are signs of battle in here. Hathor, I would like you to make a perception check and double your proficiency for your dwarven rock business.
Okay. So it's 6, so 17.
17.
If it were history, it'd be 20.
No. Dwarven rock business.
Which is a history check.
It is a history?
The stone cunning is a history check.
All right, well, history check then. So, 20?
Yeah.
All right, that is enough. There's a shelf, like stone shelves, protruding from the wall.
Mm-hmm.
And they all go all the way down. There's a spot carved after the door, a door on the right side, and dominating the back wall is another one of these shelves. And there's a space in between where one shelf protruding from the left wall and the shelf protruding from the right wall. Well, there's like kind of a little cubby back there. And as you're looking, you notice back in that cubby, there's an unusual seam. Not a seam. You know, an actual seam.
Yes, that is me.
It looks like there might be a secret door.
Okay. I'll go over there and take a closer look at it.
Okay. Upon inspection, yes, it is indeed. It's not like a secret passage, but a secret, maybe 6 foot high cubby.
Okay.
Doesn't look like it was originally made into the wall. You're guessing that maybe the quartermaster had
a stash of
yep. some kind.
Ooh.
It looks like less a secret door and more a couple bricks that he took out all at the same time to occupy like a cavity bit back there. And you do. They're easy enough to remove.
Mm-hmm.
You see something like long, wrapped up in cloth.
I would like to gently remove it.
Okay, roll next time. Okay.
Every it time. Explodes.
As you remove it, you see a very, very finely crafted weapon. It is got a handle in the middle, and at both ends has kind of a almost spear-like point on each ends, but they look to be serrated almost like to resemble a lightning bolt. This is a javelin.
Nadar, is it your birthday?
I don't think so, but they don't tell us when we are hatched.
Well, I found a present for you anyway.
Is it even daytime? It is impossible to tell in here. What have you found?
Take a look.
Roll a knowledge arcana check, both of you.
Off to the side.
Oh, bless it. Oh, shit. That's 20.
20. All right.
Not natural, but a 20.
Yeah, you can definitely tell this is a magic javelin.
It's magical.
You guess from its lightning that you might have something to do with lightning damage.
No way.
Or maybe speed. Oftentimes, like, things that increase your speed have, like, lightning sigils on them.
This is either yours or Asim's. I'm not sure which, but it's some sort of magical javelin.
You gonna spend 10 minutes identifying it?
I'm gonna let you guys go on. And Dart's just gonna sit down and start looking at this thing.
Might want to go in the other room with Dravinia. We left her alone.
I
want to
go there. I will do that.
You around and find a Grell eating her corpse.
I would have.
She
screamed.
Always said this was going to happen.
Never mind. Silence beforehand.
This was her nightmare since the Grell.
A Grell wizard? Are you fucking for real?
Yes, a Grell wizard.
Good thing we got that javelin.
Just now. All of a sudden.
Just now.
A Grell
convenience.
Wizard. Wow, that would be awful.
Poor five. It's right up there with the fucking Illithid Bard.
Yeah, that'd be terrible.
Oh my god, that'd be amazing.
Yeah, dude, he'd like Pied Pipers you right into his chamber and you just eat your brains at leisure.
So,
you know how hard it is to play the flute with mouth tempos?
But apart from that, like I said, you guys find remnants of weapons and armor and maybe like 2 days rations and like half a healer's kit.
Alright, so there's another door.
Yeah.
In this hallway.
Mm-hmm.
Also locked.
Mm-hmm.
Cylinder lock, regular lock?
Regular lock.
I would like to look for dart holes.
You can certainly try.
I can try real fucking hard.
There are 3 dart holes about this time.
All right. How high are they?
It's 15 foot high ceiling.
Okay. Let's do this.
Why don't you guys try a stick or something in the lock from afar?
Right, I need long handle thieves tools.
Long handle thieves tools, that'd be cool.
It's a thing. In not in this edition.
So go ahead and roll.
I got an idea.
With advantage.
I got another idea.
Advantage with proficiency.
I take a couple of javelins.
Mm-hmm.
I take my cloak.
Uh-huh.
And I basically
set up like a lean-to?
Yeah, over it, so that if they miss you, it'll catch them so you get more darts.
I'm okay with this.
Roll an intelligence check to do this properly.
Okay. All right.
Craft lean-to.
That's a 7.
7. So you've seen kids make blanket forts, right?
He just throws the blanket over my head.
It'll
You'll be
totally
fine.
Work. It just needs to be soft. That's all.
Yeah.
All right. Okay, so shield.
Instead of using your heavy burlap, you just decided to use your regular cloth. Oh, this is totally stuff.
Silk handkerchief.
Okay. So, same routine.
Same routine. Dex check, please.
Make a shield over it.
Dex check.
Oh, bad. That's a 10.
You better thank your lucky stars.
I'll thank Mage Armor.
A 16, a 17, and an 18. So, 3 darts. They all hit your shields and the weird cloth thing you set up.
Do they survive?
Yeah, that's to catch them so they don't break.
I'll give...
It was essentially just making a backstop, you know?
Fine. Instead of a 50% chance of them breaking, I'll make it a 70% chance of them surviving.
Okay.
So, give me a 40% chance.
Just put it right there in the middle. Let's say 31 to 60.
So this is them breaking if they're in here. One survives. It's 100 if you roll, like...
All zeros.
All zeros? All
zeros. No. Oh, okay. Then I roll a 1. Wow. So, 2 survive, and... 1 dies.
I grab the 2.
I got something for you. You know, I did not expect to find much of use in a Dwarven Citadel, but these will come in handy. Is this more of the 2d10?
Okay. Yep.
Those things are harsh.
Yeah. All right, and, the lock jams.
Curses.
You failed it by more than 5.
Well, this one may require a more direct approach.
All right. What material is this door made out of?
Oak and iron.
Oak and iron? All right.
Well, yes, you charge the door.
Of course I charge the door.
All right, roll an athletics check.
I'll close the outer door to try and lessen the noise.
If we didn't get anybody's attention with that fight in the gym...
No. We silenced.
Yeah, we silenced the
yeah,
door.
Yeah, we silenced
the
door.
That was quiet the whole time, wasn't it?
Yeah. We've been planning on sneaking up on somebody.
Okay, so that's an 18.
Nice.
18 total?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah!
Wow, that's just way more annoying from the other side.
Oh. So the door swings open, and you find yourself in a room. It's an oddly shaped room.
There is no floor.
It's an oddly shaped room, considering all the acid.
Who put this here?
Guys, this is not safe.
See. I'm the room goes for about
the chompers won!
Who designed this room? This is stupid! No one would live here!
Fuck that!
Fuck that!
Ooh, triple 10.
Oh, yeah, that's one of the best moves ever made.
That game and I...
So
I made all my friends quit.
Just because you're good at it doesn't mean...
They all quit. They were really mad at me.
They need to handle their
basically,
shit.
I know. Goes about 40 feet to your right, 40 feet in front of you, mm-hmm. but instead of coming to a square, it's almost like a triangle.
Okay.
Off to your right, there's a slanted and a door, and you can see that iron barred window that you saw when you came in. Beyond it, you can see the desk. So basically, you're on the other side of the iron barred window.
Okay.
You saw like the desk and the stairs and the iron barred window, and this is and a door. You see that door leading in. These are like
this is how you get the duty desk.
This is the duty desk offices.
Okay.
Oh, good.
Soldier's duty.
Does the desk have drawers, or is it just like a table?
There are several desks in this room.
Let's rifle through them.
All right, investigation check, both of you.
Mm-hmm.
Rifle.
This is my rifle.
God damn it.
My gun.
Azim has never operated a drawer before, because I got a 3.
I see. These are not the type of drawers you're usually used to operate.
Yeah.
You've rifled through drawers before. It's not this kind.
Ah, that's true. Although...
Why do you all of a sudden sound like Lumiere? Try the great stuff. It's delicious.
14.
You spend... I mean, there's a lot of desks in here, so it takes you a while. So while you're doing
no rush.
I'm going to go back to Dravinia. Dravinia,
rifle.
You don't find anything majorly other than what I told you.
There's this door in here, though, right?
Yes, there is a door in here. One you haven't.
And he still has the key?
He does.
Can I do an intelligence check to see if I should write or turn up these tables? Or leave them askew? Because you said that there's, like, apparently a battle happened in here where the tables are upturned and whatnot.
It's funny, some of them look like they were done that by the battle, and some of them, you don't need to roll intelligence checks. Some of them look like they were put that way to provide cover. Some of them are like the table.
Right, they flipped up so you could.
It's facing both the doors. It looks like maybe somebody made a stand in here. There are a few blood stains on the ground.
Which makes sense, but I mean, like, I know why it happened, because I know that a battle happened and all of the dwarves are now gone, missing for over a year. I get that. The reason I want to roll an intelligence check is because I want to know if we should leave this as it is to mask our being here, or if I should just put things right while I'm waiting. As a
her innate need to tidy is going off,
right? Like,
she
tidy OCD. Okay,
roll an OCD check.
Roll an intelligence check.
I suspect the mutilated Dwargar bodies in the other room might let people know that we're here.
Mm.
Touché. You said advantage?
Intelligence.
I rolled with advantage, so I'm going to just re-roll that.
Okay.
Probably shouldn't have. It's going to be a 10 intelligence?
Good enough. I mean, if something was askew when Dwargar came here, like, say if you were hiding for a long time, it might tip somebody off that you had passed through. But then again, I mean, you haven't hid the bodies that you have killed. So it's probably just best to leave it like it is.
Okay, then I'll leave it as it is.
Why waste the effort? And plus, these stone tables are really heavy. Not that you're not strong, but you know.
It's because I'm a girl, isn't it? I'm just kidding.
I mean, technically, you're the strongest person in the party, but with all the shit you've been turned into.
Not wrong. I'm going to re-go through the bookshelf then, because I mean,
there are several bookshelves, and
I'm going to go through the other bookshelf then.
It's going to be fun.
You don't find anything new. That investigation check was basically for all the bookshelves in here. You find a couple of Dwarven strategy games.
It's going to be fun once we get to Sedova and you actually get exposed to all those dinosaurs and figure out how to turn into those.
Oh, I can't wait.
I can't wait for a moment.
Yeah, John, that's what a fun DM does.
Let's see here. Never go to Sedova.
I sent you to a plane with a bunch of shit on there. What the fuck, you guys? You argued over a bar.
Guess if I've already gone through this book and they're still not back, I'll go where they are. Perhaps they're fighting or something.
You can catch up to them. They're not fighting or anything.
Time out. I got a phone call.
They're just, they seem to have found a room that might have been an old supply room, and the rifle went through there. And Nadar's sitting down. He seems to have found a really ornate javelin, and he's sitting there, and he's got his ritual. Candles and,
bell book salts. And candle.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I know what his ritual looks like when he's trying to figure out what an item.
Right.
I assume that's skills what your are. Ritual looks like. What does your ritual look like? In the dark.
He just jerks off on it for 10 minutes.
Yes, I pollinate it for 10 minutes. No, really, it's Nadar concentrating.
Greater Mass Bukaki.
He's not paying attention.
Do you light incense to try to help with your meditation or anything?
No.
And you just stare at it for 10 minutes?
Stare at it for 10 minutes. I commune with my God.
Spaces out.
He's clutching his holy symbol. He's, alternating between staring at it and closing his eyes and staring at it and closing his eyes, and beads of sweat are dripping down his scales because he's concentrating so hard.
Wait.
He looks constant.
They sweat?
Right? Do they sweat? Dragons don't sweat.
Probably not.
Lizard folk don't sweat.
I guess not.
Okay, I was about to say, I literally...
But for some reason, beads of sweat are dripping.
I don't even know how dragonborn...
His mating ridge is up. He doesn't know?
Yes, his mating ridge is up.
Okay.
The claw!
Exactly that.
What is Hafthor doing when I get in there?
He's on a phone call.
Yeah. Mm. He's pulled a phone out of his backpack, Yeah.
What are you communing with the deep ones with that?
Sorry, I had something incoming on my sending stone.
Hafthor is, what is Hafthor doing?
Because I've walked into the room.
He just bashed down a door.
Oh, that's right.
And he's rifling through
desks. He's in another room. You heard a crash, which is probably what summoned you to this room, and there looks to be another door that Asim is just now walking through, and Hafthor is, you can hear Hafthor talking and ruffling through some things in the next room.
Okay. As I walk into the room, then I'll go up to you guys because I see he's doing.
Oh, so you're in the room with him.
She came over.
I just walked in.
Okay.
So we can't. As I come up behind you, you're telling me that we can't finish rifling through the one room. You have to just leave me in there by myself. You guys are ridiculous. I found this and I hand it to you. Okay. The book that I had, the Iron Deep Hall.
Okay.
Entered workings. Right. Shit.
Well, we did find something else.
Sure. Yeah, I saw that.
I was in the room.
Yeah.
He's sitting in the previous room, like,
I saw that Nadar is trying to figure out what some sort of javelin is doing.
I'm fairly certain it's some of magical nature.
Usually, if he does that, it is so.
So.
It's quite ornate.
No, we were just trying to figure out if there was somewhere with some additional supplies. The quartermaster's chambers were pretty much cleared out.
Is that what this is? The quartermaster's chambers?
These are some sort of office space. We've already been through the quartermaster's room.
Oh, is that where I just walked through?
The room with all the shelving.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
Yeah.
Okay. Sorry, I'm trying to do this in character. Like, I know what they saw because I was actually paying attention. I was just...
No, I appreciate the roleplay. Continue.
The room that you walked through with all the shelves on it that were kind of stripped bare, that was the quartermaster's area. That's basically the ready room, armory. So,
Nah, too bad it was picked through. That would have been potentially useful.
But they didn't find that. That was from, looks like, the quartermaster's private stash.
Oh, well, so I suppose that's good. Maybe he should have had it. Maybe things would have ended up differently.
But I figured maybe there might be some sort of charts or paperwork or something that might have some maps or directions or something in it.
Sure, let me give a hand. Can I roll an investigation check in this room? I know that they already have.
Yeah, rifle through some desks.
Go ahead.
It's tons of fun.
I can read Dwarven, too, so I actually know things that are...
Yeah, now it seems just like
possibly
paper,
legitimate.
Paper. I don't know what that is.
Investigation?
Nah.
Is going to be a 15?
15. You're rifling through papers. What was your roll?
I rolled a 14.
Okay. You're rifling through papers. Much of it is just, you know, bureaucratic stuff, you know, orders in, orders out. A lot of it has to do with the quartermastery, you know, who took what out, who took what in, you know, supplies that they had at the time. You do come across some papers that have to do with ale deliveries. And,
these motherfuckers were trading in beer.
Of course they were. They're dwarves. Mm. What do you expect? They're not elves.
It's as good as gold around here.
But you don't think we actually, like, send coins to each other's citadels, do you? No, dwarves trade with beer. That's our internal dwarven currency. We call them dwarven dollars.
Mm-hmm. We call them doge coin.
Oh, my God.
Best brew in the claim.
Mudder's milk.
Mudder's milk.
You find it's interesting because it's dated right around the time that everyone suspects this dwarven citadel fell, maybe a month before. And you find a itemized list of something that piques your interest.
Do you have it written down? Can I read it?
Mail shipment. I don't have it written down. So,
sorry, continue.
Only one thing on the list really piques your interest, and it only piques your interest because you know you're traveling with Hathor. A shipment of a cask of Grumbar's spelled Grumbar dark chocolate stout.
Guys, I gotta go.
The only reason this interests you is because next to all these ale deliveries, you see, you know, worth 10 gold, 20 gold. This is worth 500 gold.
Kajuga!
Knowledge nature check.
Knowledge nature?
Yeah.
Do you make this, read this out to me at all, or...
Maybe. We'll get there when we figure out what I got here. Wait, Am I rolling with advantage? I'm not rolling with advantage. Why am I trying to roll with advantage?
Why do you always ask me for advantage?
I don't know, because I always have two dice baking, I suppose.
Don't ask, just do it.
It's better to ask for forgiveness than permission.
Wait, investigation you said? I'm sorry. Nature, just kidding. My brain, they're talking.
That's your stat.
Actually, though, I don't have ranks in it. I don't have any... It's...
What did you do?
What is this? I'm a human, okay? Don't get on that shit. 18.
18.
You poisoned yourself with mushrooms 3 times before you turned 5.
Mm, the bar sounds vaguely hungry. Familiar, but you can't.
I mutter. I just, like, in a thoughtful manner, like, trying to, like...
Stir your memory?
Stir my own memory. Grimbar, start chocolate stout. Grimbar, Grimbar.
You grabbed your dice in anticipation there, Kenny.
I did.
Perceive muttering?
You can roll knowledge, arcana, or history check. Also, if you had history. I'm sorry.
That's a 20.
Natural?
Not natural. 17.
I'm not there
intelligent. It's a history check, so 23.
23?
23. That's my stat.
Grimbar is the primordial of Earth.
And he drinks chocolate beer. I think and I will get along.
Did it say where this got delivered? Or did it, is it just like an inventory sheet, kind of?
Inventory.
Or not inventory, yeah.
I think it's an invoice.
Invoice.
Capitorium inventory. At the top of the sheet.
What is the demeanor of Grimbar? Good, evil, neutral?
Neutral.
Yeah, all the elements are neutral, aren't they?
Law or chaos?
I'd have to look it up, but with a 23, you wouldn't know anything about him. You would just know.
I would imagine Earth element will probably be law.
Yeah, Earth doesn't move a whole lot.
You can
it's not whimsical like wind.
But I mean, unless you studied him, you wouldn't know terribly. You know, he's not inherently evil. That's about all you know.
Okay,
because you don't worship him.
But I also do know that so far, this particular citadel has been very much in tune with Earth magics.
Yep.
Okay, so I
inform her of this that Grimbar is the Earth primordial.
Well, I say that under my breath, and then I stand up and I say, so it looks like I have an invoice here for inventory of ale. Figured you might be interested. As I point at and direct my conversation towards Hathor. Apparently, this was all in the cafeteria. And I look at the date not long before they fell, so it looks like they've got a couple of interesting, expensive Grimbar's dark chocolate stout.
Grimbar, you say?
Mm-hmm.
That's the name of the primordial of Earth.
What is a primordial?
Yeah.
They are sort of gods.
How is one sort of a god?
The gods are kind of a different type of entity. These things are... You've heard of me speak of Kossuth, yes?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Kossuth is a primordial. We worship him as one would worship a deity, but he does not necessarily practice in divine magics. They are elemental magics.
Oh.
11 perception. Did I hear that?
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm not saying it softly.
Yeah, okay.
I mean, I'm not trying to be like, hey, guys.
So, 20 religious check. Did I know what a primordial was?
Yeah. Primordials are... He's right. They're kind of like godlike in power, but that's because they are the embodiment of the primordial energies of the elements and the material plane. He is the actual embodiment of Earth. You know, kind of like you worship Bahamut, an Earth elemental might worship the element of Grimbar just mm-hmm. as much. You know, they're highly revered, ancient, just elemental and primordial powers that date back almost to the creation of the plane. They don't exist on this plane anymore. But they're not barred from this plane as the gods are. There are ancient stories of wars between the gods and the primordials and
Titans.
Titans, yeah.
in many ways, the primordials are where druidic magics come from. Elemental magics.
Yeah, I speak up from the other room. He is the impersonation of the planet.
So, he is the entire planet.
Yes, there are five parts to the embodiment of the planet: earth, fire, wind, water, and heart.
Go planet!
Oh. The heart's primordial. It's just a giant teddy bear.
His name
is marshmallows.
His name is Ricardio. And he's voiced by George Takei.
All right, nicely done. Okay, there are.
Remember, it's okay.
Other worlds in art. Right. We live on the what they call the prime elemental or prime the prime plane. Okay. So there is a fire plane, there's an air
plane. I've got a drinking problem.
There's a plane of air. There's a plane of earth, plane of air, plane of fire, plane of water.
Bad day to quit sniffing.
Kossuth lives on the plane of fire. And normally I would assume, what was his name again? Sorry.
Grumbar.
Grumbar. Grumbar would probably reside on the plane of Earth. Elemental Earth.
Sounds like something.
Earth and elemental Earth, totally different things.
And these primordials.
Get along with.
These primordials like to drink?
I noticed something earlier. When we were in the exercise room, you were casting magics.
Me?
Something here.
Yeah. Oh.
Saw something glowing green under your skin.
Oh, yeah. It's my necklace.
The necklace?
Do you look at your necklace for the first time?
Yeah.
You pull it out from under your arm?
Mm-hmm.
It's glowing softly, Brain.
Like, the first time I got it?
No. Well, kind of. It's never done that before.
What is this necklace that you have?
We'll discuss it when we're not elbows deep in other underworldly creatures. Shiver and just tuck it right back under.
Something you should probably be aware of, this particular citadel, the dwarves who lived here and the Svartneblin that aided them, were practitioners of elemental and druidic magics.
Perhaps that's why I feel a little less uneasy being here as opposed to most mountains.
Well, speak for yourself. I miss the sun.
This place may be strong in that sort
of energy,
despite it being a realm of stone, it may be strong in those sorts of magics.
Well, perhaps the Snurf Nebblers?
Snurf. Sorry, my bad.
She's role-playing, God!
I'm terrible. Keep going.
Shut up, voice in the sky. Nobody asked you.
It's an easy word for our people to say, but just say deep gnomes. It's okay. They
Okay.
That's what they tell everybody to call them too.
So I'm not the only one who mispronounces things.
In right. character.
Right. Like, it's something I've never heard of. These are new creatures. I don't know. So, perhaps, I mean, they helped us get in here. Perhaps they're down here and they could help us and maybe they can help me on my quest. Who knows?
It's very possible.
Yes, but Smurf Nibblers.
I thought that
close enough.
Surf novels.
Deep gnomes, as right. we'll call
you
them.
You call them shallow gnomes.
All right. I'm going to take kind of like a look around the room that we're in.
Okay.
And just kind of formulating the geometry in my mind. Would this room actually connect to the room that she was in? The common room?
With a shared common wall.
Roll intelligence check.
Oh, good. That's my good stat.
Ooh.
Not my good stuff.
How are shapes?
Maybe.
Well, when we're done rummaging through here, this was really...
What sound is purple shape?
This is I found in here of note. Perhaps we could go back to the other room and go into that other door.
Yeah, let's do that.
If that's everything that's in here...
I think we found everything worth finding.
You went past the
I take that ledger. I'm going to stuff it in my pack. Let's hold on to this just in case. Let's check out that cafeteria, though.
I mean,
I'm with you on that.
If this place is ransacked, I'm sure the eatery or the cafeteria will be raided as well, but it doesn't hurt to...
Perhaps we may find other secret cubbyholes.
I can tell you this.
With the javelin.
Yeah, I don't think that...
Nadar has probably worked out what it does by now.
I can tell you this. Even the most expensive, high-quality
ales that Thunderbrew had on tap was not 500 gold.
Yeah, no, this is...
That's something... That's out of the ordinary.
Yeah, this is definitely a private stash kind of thing, I feel like, so...
Or it might be simply something put in the ledger to hide something else.
Or ritualistic.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Yes. Perhaps there was something else in
the meantime. I'm also I take that book that you gave me, and I'm like trying to speed read through it if I can. All right. Just kind of looking for things that catch my interest.
Investigation.
Hmm.
Better. That's a 16.
Nothing else. Nope. Not really.
Which kind of tells us,
and you know, basically telling you the different parts of the Irony Hall, Irony Castle, Irony Keep, and the deep markets, the Capitol, the barracks, the Amethyst Descent.
All right. What I'm trying to do is basically just kind of figure out if there's any sort of descriptions of how they connect.
Like a map, I was trying to figure out.
Not necessarily a map, but even just a description of this this zone is connected to this zone by this hallway, kind of thing.
No, not really anything like that. You have heard that the mines are just outside Ironwood Hold, or Ironwood Keep.
It's about the third name you put for this
place.
Well, Iron Deep Keep is the castle inside of Iron Deep Hall.
Yeah, the hold would be the barracks and stuff.
Yeah, Iron Deep Castle.
Okay.
The mines are just
okay,
outside.
So four names now we're up to.
Iron Deep Castle. Sorry.
That's all right. So, anyway, okay. Let's go back to the other room with the other
Iron Deep condominiums and
the palace at Iron Deep.
Yeah, the whole franchise, right?
And next time we have actually a rest period, I'm going to spend my rest reading the book. See what I can find.
All right.
So let's go to the other room and take the other door.
To the cafetorium.
Well, no, the room she.
Oh, right.
Had that one other door we wanted to check.
To the break room.
Am I done with identify?
Yes. By this time, you are done with identify.
Yeah.
I don't have a card for you.
Why so. Not?
Because
why are
this
you
one's
so?
This one's in the DMG though. I think
it is.
Well, most of everything that's good is in the DMG.
Because there's a bunch of optional shit that we might not find, and he's not running off cards for all of them.
It's true.
Printer ink's expensive.
You find the javelin and light.
Good. Javelin and light.
It is uncommon and does not require attunement.
Oh, good.
So, technically, any of you could use it. At any time.
What does it do?
This javelin is a magic weapon. When you hurl it and speak its command word, it transforms into a bolt of lightning, forming a 5 feet wide, forming a line 5 feet wide that extends out from you to the target within 120 feet. Each creature in the line, excluding you and the target, must make a DC 13 dexterity saving throw, taking 4d6 lightning damage on a failed save and half as much on a successful one. Lightning bolt turns back into a javelin when it reaches the target. Make a ranged weapon attack against the target. On a hit, the target takes damage from the javelin plus 46 lightning damage.
It's on brand for you.
Yeah.
Javelin's property can't be used again until the next dawn. In the meantime, the javelin can still be used as a magic weapon.
Is it plus one?
It's not.
No.
Oddly enough.
No, just for...
They don't have that plus one requirement to have any other magical property anymore.
It is magical for the purposes of overcoming
magic
resistance.
Resistance.
So basically, once a day, you can hurl this at somebody and do javelin damage plus 46 lightning and 46 lightning.
To everybody in between them, yeah.
120 feet, you say.
That's the long range of a javelin, so yeah.
But there's no disadvantage, I guess.
You're still throwing it as a javelin, so you'd still be throwing outside of close range.
It's still
but the javelin, right? It doesn't matter for the lightning bolt portion of it. Yeah, dude, that thing looks tank. I don't know why it's double ended. Had my hopes up for a minute there, like some kind of weird double sword quarterstaff. What's happening?
I was thinking it was like a double falchion or something.
Yeah,
like that, you know, to give to you, but
the word
bird
Thunderbird
greased.
Greased in a bottle.
Let's see here.
Commander's words are usually inscribed on the weapon.
They are, I know. You would have it. I just haven't come up with it yet. Trying to come up with something. Supercalifragilisticexpialidocious.
Caca!
Supercalifragilisticexpialidocious. It explodes in my hand.
Your turn's over.
Coffee fit? No. I don't know. I'll let you come up with it.
Okay. I I'm gonna consult the
Book of Mormons,
the Book of Google.
Google chapter 5 verses 10 through 21.
Page 5.
Wow, usually links. It's on the first page search results. Shit, man.
Links 1 through 21.
Links 1 through 21. That's funny.
Command phrase is shock the monkey.
Shaka Khan.
Command phrase is do a barrel roll.
Definitely Shaka Khan.
So what does this door do?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Actually, I give the key from you.
Yeah, I give you the key back.
And I...
Yeah. Watch for darts.
Click. There's a hallway.
I push the door open gingerly.
And I will stop.
What's that supposed to be?
Just like ginger spice.
Oh.
How would you open the door? That's how she does it.
Oh, okay. In that case, roll for initiative.
In a ginger-like fashion. Is that better?
Kinda.
As opposed to Gilligan-y.
Right.
Or Professor Lee.
The way
some dumb ginger would do it.
And she was smart. She pissed.
And 10 feet across the hall that you enter, you open the door.
God damn these doors.
The hall extends to your right for roughly 80 feet, and to your left for roughly 60 feet.
And everything's still lit with those orange glowstone?
Yeah, everything's still lit, strangely enough.
Okay.
It doesn't look like the Dwargar need them, but...
I mean, dark vision only goes so far. It's handy to be able to see further than that sometimes.
Dwargar dark vision goes 120 feet, so they really don't need
much. It's still black and white, though, and if you've got the torches, then you can see in color.
But the thing is, it looks like they... always produce light, that if they have to be recharged, you imagine it's a long time between recharges.
That's good, because I grabbed some of these things.
Yeah, you did.
Permanent light rocks are handy.
And, I mean, if you're doing other stuff, what's the point of going and dousing all these lights? I mean,
that's a lot of shit to do, huh?
That's a lot of shit to do. And so, yeah, it is lit. It's a dim orange light, but it's light. And,
okay, before we go any further, I look back to these guys. Do any of you have, I take it, Hefthor, you do, any kind of military knowledge? What might be down this hallway?
I wasn't done describing.
I'm sorry.
It's okay. On that wall that you're looking at, there's a door right in front of you. There's two more doors down to your right, a door down to your left. And at the end of that 60-foot hallway to your left, you see a large archway. It's right on the edge of your vision, but it looks like it's got a descending ceiling.
Like it's going down?
Could be stairs. To basement 3.
I think that's our path right there.
Do we want to look through all these doors?
I mean...
We found something of use poking around.
It's true. Let's be quick about it, but yeah. I start checking doorknobs.
Everyone open a door simultaneously.
There are four.
I mean, if these are like where they're sleeping, perhaps we could.
I suspect that we will not find anyone else on this level. They would have heard something we have done by now.
Perhaps. You can never
know. He's crashed through how many doors?
I suppose that is true, but...
Through one, into one, too.
Fair. The noise is different, but still very loud.
But she did also summon that fucking frost giant illusion, and that was
But we had the silence.
Nice.
We had that hallway plugged up with silence.
Okay, that's true. Again. Mm-hmm. Oh, gosh.
I know it is not visible. It's easy to forget. But we had a plan.
I say we all go through one door at a time. Just in case there's anything behind these doors.
Okay.
We can still go through quickly if there's something here.
All right. First room.
Well...
Right across the street. Or the one right across the hall.
Straight across.
Like, immediate.
The door opens to a 40-foot hallway, and there's a door on the left and a door on the right.
Jesus Christ.
You should be mapping.
But I don't want to map this area. I don't give a...
40 feet.
40 feet.
Okay. Is there any more... There's more doors in this hallway, right?
Yeah.
All right, let's check those doors first.
Before we go down 40-foot hallways?
Just see what's down there.
They're all exactly the same.
All 40-foot hallways?
They're all 40-foot hallways with a door on the left and a door on the right.
Well, I suppose if we look in one, we will know what is in the others.
Let's go to the very, very last one. Is there still a door on the left and a door on the right?
There's four doors.
on the basically.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so we walked in, and then there's one, two, three, four.
You came out this door.
Right. So I'm talking about
1, 2, 3, 4.
This one.
Gotcha.
Yeah. All they're all the same. There's a 40-foot hallway with a door on the left and a door on the right.
I'd imagine some of those doors.
And nothing at the end of the hallway
connect to each
nothing
other.
Nothing in the hallway besides
the interior hallway.
The hallway just stops.
I would venture to say so, but let's skip it.
Dead ends into a wall.
Oh, okay. Well, then let's just try one of these. It's right. Probably bedrooms.
Go to the one
storerooms.
On the farthest away from the steps.
Mm-hmm. These could be the actual barracks themselves in this direction here.
That's what I'm thinking. So I go to the one on the farthest right, away from the stairs, and I open the right-hand door. Like, go down the hallway.
Okay, it's locked.
Key?
I try the key.
Doesn't work.
Try the key in the other one.
Doesn't work.
Are there darts?
I will try.
No darts.
No darts in the hole. Okay.
I will try to pick a lock.
All right.
Before we try the noisy route.
Go, Brandon.
You guys have to hold him back. No,
wait! I've been learning.
He's got skills.
I'm option three then.
Patience. Option three.
Is that the new spell?
Podcast patience. Save versus patience.
Natural 20.
12 on the die.
You accidentally stick them in the exact right way you needed to pick them in. It's funny because it almost looks like you botched because you actually slip and stumble, but it happens to open the door.
Woo!
Easy lock.
Huh. How did I do that?
You have no idea.
I lean over a seam and feed my head.
Beginner's luck.
Must be.
Well, besides the beholder, there's a bed.
Beholders don't need beds.
Click. He likes luxury.
Yeah, fair. But if he's here, we're bummed.
Dude, did you hear what they said about you downstairs?
They have your goldfish. They're going to sacrifice it to get a dragon.
What?
We'll back you up, brother.
Yeah. Roll deception.
Right behind you. No. Roll minor illusion.
All right.
Far down below.
Goldfish bowl. You search. You find. You do this similar thing to this room. You turn it over. Long story short, it looks to be
the barracks
quarters.
Regular quarters.
One bed.
No, these are officers' quarters then, if they're not sharing.
Yeah. You think that they might be officers' quarters, yes.
Is there a footlocker?
Yes, and it has been rifle proof.
Bah.
I go in every single one of these. I have you try to check the locks on all, what, eight? Because there's four doors, so that'd be eight.
Yes, there are eight.
Am I investigating?
The doors on our wall don't need any more barracks.
Who's investigating? Who's rolling investigation?
Everybody.
DM.
I would imagine these are...
Are we all rolling
investigation? Yeah, all of you roll investigation. It's fine.
Yeah, that's dumb. I imagine these doors are just passing through the barracks into each other. These are just hallways of convenience.
Basically, you don't find anything useful.
Nine.
You don't find anything useful. All right. these are empty officers' barracks. They look devoid of anything overly useful. You find some dwarven clothes, scraps of dwarven armor. Looks like there were battle. There's a few blood stains here and there.
They fought everywhere.
Yeah, it looks like they defended this place to the last man, though you can find no dwarven corpses of any kind. From the few papers that you see, that you do find, it becomes glaringly apparent that these were officers' quarters. It looks like they grabbed everything useful and ran to the defense, or were accosted inside their very room. Basically, the door just leads to a hallway, and basically, inside these doors, there's two separate officers' quarters.
Okay, so these are basically access hallways.
They're access hallways to the officers' quarters.
Okay. Right?
They're separated private officers' quarters, so there's eight of them in all.
All right, let's down the stairs.
All right.
I thought you were going to the cafetorium.
I was
going to
say, wait.
Oh, we need a beer.
Yeah, cafetorium.
Epic beer.
All right, I will remind you that they're on the second floor to the barracks.
Wait, there is?
Yeah.
When you entered, there was a desk.
It was the stairs going up. It was like the police department on Chicago PD.
All right, let us finish the barracks first.
You don't have to. I'm just reminding you that it's there.
No, completionism.
Mm-hmm. If there is another quartermaster's area, perhaps they could find another.
For all we know, there might be a survivor up there.
Right.
Sure.
I thoroughly doubt it, but.
Figured out a word.
Yeah,
it's been a year.
Yeah.
I'm not saying no. I'm saying let's go. I'm just saying it's not likely.
One level 3 cleric could hole up and cast create food and water in a cubbyhole forever.
Hey, Newt survived on that fucking planet.
2 weeks.
Much better in charge!
So
she probably could have lasted there another 2 years if they hadn't blown up the goddamn air manufacturing thing.
Eldring.
Pardon?
Eldring.
Eldring?
Eldring, yep.
Cool.
Lightning word, or dwarven word for lightning.
Nice.
Dwarfish.
Makes sense.
I like it.
Probably Eldring. A dwarven man.
He says lightning, do you? For some weird reason.
When he's holding the javelin.
Oh, I held the javelin. I saw it etched on the side of it.
Then, yeah.
Because I note that my hammer also has a word etched on the side of it. Mm-hmm. The word for forge.
That's true.
Well, I suppose we should clear the rest of the barracks before we go to
except
the cafeteria.
It's the undercommon word for forge.
Oh.
I heard him say it.
All right, so.
Barracks level 2.
Barracks level 2. Marching order?
Murdery boogaloo.
I'll take front.
Okay.
I'm second.
Okay.
Last.
Yeah, sure.
All right.
I'll be in the
So you guys, are you...
Actually, you got the highest AC of all of us right now.
For the next 8 hours.
23, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I could take point.
I'll give stealth a shot, but probably not going to do well.
All right. Everyone roll stealth check.
Oh, wait. I have to roll 2.
11.
Son of a...
Oh no, you your toilet it. Paper got burned away.
Yeah, you didn't replace it.
A 20 and a 6.
You stepped as if there were still toilet paper.
Got an 11 and a 12, so 11.
Okay.
I also got an 11. It can be done.
The Shadow Monk got an 11.
I got a 20. I'm fucking.
You're in the back, like
you.
These guys are bad.
You start to stealth, and you're like,
oh.
The rest of you are like, Javinia, are you still there?
All right, where is she gone?
Oh. What about Morella? Does she roll a stealth check?
Oh yeah, she's with her. Yeah. Would you stop looking behind my screen?
It's never a good sign when the DM goes.
No, it's not.
12. There's nothing in there.
There's one, homie.
Oh, there is? Oh,
yeah, second day.
Look, I'm kind of my screen to water. She got a 12.
All right.
It's hard to hide in here. There's something about this particular hallway.
She went laughing at you guys.
Mm-hmm.
Laughing in the dark, like, shit. All right, so you guys...
Merde.
Stealth.
Merde.
As you climb the stone stairs to the second floor of the barracks, the ever-present silence still hangs in the air. You come to a stone landing, where two large stone doors stand open. Open, as in one lays on the ground, and the other is half broken.
Well,
just beyond, you see piled stone chairs, crates, and other accoutrements. It looks as though it's a half-broken-down barricade was placed in this door. Through the archway, you see a long 15-foot-high chamber. Populating the expanse of the chamber are squat columns that support the roof, rows of stone beds, and scars of battle. Though you can see no remains, there was apparently a large battle in this room.
Grunt barracks. And the regular barracks. I assume they will not have had anything of use that wasn't used.
Are there any doors coming off of this room?
No.
Mm.
This is a large grunt barracks.
May as well poke around.
Yep.
Right? Yeah.
Ooh.
Is there apparently like a way in? Like somebody forced their way in and kind of like pushed the debris to the side to where there's like perhaps
yes, you
a
can
path?
Definitely see that the doors and barricade was forcibly pushed aside.
Okay, I try to like just deftly maneuver through there, not relocating anything, just trying to softly go
it's
through.
It's wide enough where you don't have much trouble.
19 investigation.
19, you say? All right, everybody, are you? Everyone roll investigation if you are.
16.
Okay.
5. I'm just trying not to topple shit over.
Not trying to pull a Pippin. I got it.
Now it's you instead of Nadar going,
throw yourself down next time and save us all the trouble. 15 perception check. I'm looking for things that are out of place.
Besides the top old over beds.
Mm-hmm. Well,
everything's out of place.
Yeah, everything's out of place. But they're investigating, and I'm just kind of taking a picture because Nadar is not really dwarven. He can't see.
You see nothing out of place, but you remember finally to a black dragon. Hmm. I'm kidding. nothing. It doesn't look like anything is terribly out of place in this room, other than it's a giant grunt barracks with scars of heavy battle that you see arcane scarring on the walls from what you can only assume were maybe a fire spell over here, maybe a frost spell over here, maybe force damage that cracked, cracks going through one pillar.
That fucking lizard we fought downstairs.
Could
be.
You see marrings on the floor and the walls and the columns of, what you can assume were war picks and bloodstains all over the place. Heavy boot prints. But other than that, nothing that would seem out of the ordinary. 19. Sure, why not?
Ooh. This is not good.
Why did you grab that book?
That wasn't the right book, was it?
I'm sorry, guys. I've killed us all.
Well, rocks.
It's not the monster manual.
Oh.
It was an honor to serve with...
No, I mean like rocks, like caca.
How'd they get in here?
Guys, we've got to ride out of here.
The eagles are gone.
And I go like Crocodile Dundee, look.
What is this? Radagast brought the rocks or something?
Yeah.
Gandalf brings the eagles and Radagast brings the rocks?
Because Radagast.
Rabbit.
Radagast is much more badass, that's why. As a druid, I appreciate his skills.
I love how just completely uncomfortable he made you because he got that weird thing with fluids and hand virgin on his face. Mm-hmm.
The whole time, he's like...
I'm like, clean your face off, dude.
Of course, now I'm starting to realize why exactly he didn't show up in Lord of the Rings, because I'm like, okay, so Sam had to do something really awful to get those conies to cook for...
Oh, no! Not the Rescabel rabbit. Damn, she sounds a lot faster than I thought he was. Shit.
Motherfucker's quick. He set snares.
Sam's hardcore. Sam's the real hero here.
Yeah.
No shit.
You don't see Bilbo fucking dual wielding. No, you see Sam dual wielding a fucking frying pan.
It didn't start to get the hang of it.
She's like, fuck you, giant spider.
Is that you?
No. That's me.
Right? I couldn't take it too long. Alright, here we go.
My question is, how did the fucking stinger get through the mithril shirt?
Because it's mithril chain, isn't it? So it's got holes? It's had to be a really good shot. It's
really fucking tiny holes. And the stinger's this fucking big.
Yeah, but isn't
Shelob? Yeah, but it bursts the ring once it... And Shelob's like the daughter of Ungoliant. Yeah. Fucking darkness beyond the void.
Yeah, but the chain's intact when they pull him into the goblin camp.
Is it?
Yeah, because he's like, I want the fucking shirt. And then they kill each other.
Maybe it's self-healing.
You find a,
That's bullshit.
It's elven magics.
We ain't got one shit. Sorry, continue. DM.
If you find, rifling through, like, the various footlockers that are overturned and, basically crushed, you find, tucked away in a corner, a scroll.
Ooh.
I would like to take a look at it. Natural 20 on the Arcana check.
7.
What do you need to know about that scroll? Just Arcana, right?
I think so.
to identify
it. Yeah, you just need to be able to
write it, yeah.
It is a scroll of expeditious retreat.
Maybe they should have used it.
I'm not that much of an asshole.
It wouldn't have helped even if they had.
And that's what you find in this room.
What was that?
Nothing. It is a scroll of expeditious retreat.
And basically, in 5th edition, that means you can do dash as a bonus action.
Interesting. Good thing to have.
Thanks, Andy.
Pray that we don't need it anytime soon.
Alright, on to the cafeteria.
Cafeteria.
Wait, are these all the barracks, both sides, upside?
Yeah, one big room.
Covered the
it was
thing.
One big second floor.
Okay.
It was legit like a military barracks, like you just rows of bunks.
Of beds and whatnot.
Think of a Full Metal Jacket. Show me your war face! And it's just bunks, rows of bunks.
Was there a jelly donut in one of the foot lockers?
I've never seen
Full Metal. Oh my god.
Or Full Metal Alchemist. Full Metal anything.
So you go to the
cafeteria.
Yes.
Wait, we gotta get through. Locked. Is it locked?
Large 10-foot doors dominate this.
He had to cough. He wasn't trying. Don't be a douche.
I'm fucking with him.
All right, douche. From the top.
Large 10-foot. I knew you were gonna do that. I fucking know.
Now that you made a thing out of it.
Can someone go give me a goddamn side, please?
Got you, fam. I got you, fam. What kind you want?
I mean, what kind is left? Because that red
orange.
One is super delicious.
And, hold on.
I would drink another.
I will take one at random.
All right, I'll bring...
Just bring the box.
Just bring the box.
I just left.
I like Strongbow.
So bring the box back when you come back. Don't return without it.
Original Strongbow, and I wasn't...
Yeah, original Strongbow is whatever, but these are
these
solid.
These flavored ones are good.
I like the original. Like, that's my cider of choice is the original Strongbow.
I mean, it's a different strokes, man.
Let me introduce you to J.K. Scrumpy's original farmhouse cider, and you will
J.K.
never look back.
J.K. Scrumpy's.
Yeah. That's original, a real name.
Original farmhouse.
Original farmhouse organic cider. It comes
so
in.
It's not the new farmhouse cider.
No, that shit's
that they
lame.
Introduced in the 80s.
Okay, this is a real deal. So we have two apples, gold apple, two orange, and the cherry blossom.
I'll try an orange.
Orange is solid.
I mean, if no one's going to claim it, I'll do that last cherry blossom. It's so good, and I adore cherry flavored things.
Really is great.
I claim the cherry.
Dibs, dude.
Okay.
All I have to do is lick it, and it's mine. Man.
Golden one for me.
You claiming
you said a
things doesn't
too
much.
Place it in orange.
Oh, this actually is really, really good.
Yeah, can I try it?
Yeah, sure.
The orange blossom.
Yeah, the orange blossom is pretty good.
Hey, can I try it?
That is good.
I did have
one. You want to know if you know?
Try it, Ben.
All right, now that I'm properly...
Is it like one?
No.
Sloshed.
Now that I'm properly alcoholed... I appreciate that, dear.
Today's podcast brought to you by Strongbow, whether they know it or not.
We're drinking Strongbow, and you're not.
Or are they? You don't know. Don't assume.
If you are drinking Strongbow,
man, I would cheers. Assume that, you know, that they might not be doing it at this exact moment, but they might go after this because it's Strongbow.
The Unnatural Ones recommends drinking through all of our podcasts.
Yes, it,
whether participating or listening.
We sure.
The more you drink, the better we sound.
Need to see if we can get Strombo as an official sponsor, because then we can have like Patrick Stewart doing our intro.
Oh, dude. That'd be awesome.
You're listening to the Unnatural Ones.
For some reason.
My goodness, have you actually listened to this? Why are you here?
Can I stop holding this up now?
Have you heard of taste or refinement?
Make it so. Or Strombo.
Make it no.
Make it no.
And I pretended I liked this. Acting.
Right? Because I'm an actor.
Hey, we do also have that
first of all, Sir
Maple Angry Orchard, if anybody would like to try that as well.
It is also good.
It's pretty good.
Maybe don't mention the Angry Orchard. We're trying to get Strongbow.
Strongbow, Soldier.
We can't mention that we also bought
it.
Yeah, we'll fix it in post. It's
fine.
Although, anytime I ever mention something that we'll fix it in post, he always
is left in.
Left in touch.
Anyway, So
don't tell him how to do his job.
So does the cafeteria have a trap over it?
Large 10-foot doors dominate this diagonal wall. Dominate this diagonal wall.
Kinky.
Reliefs of mugs and ale adorn the faces of the doors. A cylindrical hole is inset into where the doors overlap.
All right.
I believe that would be a perception check if you're looking for a trap.
God, I rolled a 2 on that die so many times.
Let's see. Perception to be
25.
Be a 10.
Black dice it is.
25.
10.
Lavinia, you successfully yell out in time as they're all be like, oh no, it looks fine, and they walk up to the door. There are four holes in the ceilings.
Wait.
I want to know, I have a +7 on perception.
Wait!
What? Yes, what?
The four, I point at the four holes.
Ah.
She points them out.
You're the darts every time.
I missed those. Mm.
Alright, so I'm going to try my little tent trick again because it seemed successful last time.
Sure, why not?
I step back.
This time I got a 22 to set it up correctly.
He practiced.
He learned to.
You hold the javelins a bit better this time, and you feel like it's a pretty... And you use a different cloth, because that one had holes in it.
Yep. I have proficiency in dart-catching tent.
I guess. Sure. Rule of cool. Uh-huh. All right, and you just try to pick the lock.
Yep.
Pick away there, big guy.
Well, that's off my own service, cocked. And it's canted. 17.
I didn't roll a 20 on any of those four d20s.
That's so good.
Four. And four darts streak out of the ceiling and hit Hathor's shields and his weird tent thing.
We'll just fucking mine this thing.
Right? I feel like I failed to pick the lock, so I might have to try again if that's something you're allowed to do. I don't remember the rules. The book is light on such topics these days.
Only one of the darts.
Oh.
I roll.
Here we go.
Nick?
There you go.
Can never have too many.
I will help. But not by very much.
Yes, you did not jam the lock. And before you do anything, Marilyn kind of tickles your earlobe a little bit and runs her hand down your naked back. And
great. Gives you
not wearing anything. What a fantastic time to do this.
Do not worry, Azim. I believe in you.
Oh, look, an extra lock picking tool.
Oh, well,
it gives you a D8 inspiration die.
Oh, shoot.
I do hand you some of the clothes that we found inside in the quartermaster's room, because even though they're dwarf-sized...
Oh, yeah, you found plenty.
Because they'd be so loose, they'd actually be better for, like, your freedom of movement.
See, but the thing is, maybe he doesn't care.
He doesn't seem concerned.
Do you care?
Yes, I care.
I feel like you should tell him as such.
I'm rather intimidated.
Picking the lock.
Oh, look! Fucking 29.
No.
Really?
Yeah. I rolled a 16 and a 5.
So you're like, you kind of shiver a little bit.
Woo.
Did you add your plus one?
Got him a pressure now. She's watching.
Did you add your plus one?
Plus one?
Yeah, I gave you guidance.
For guidance?
No.
So 30. Oh, wait, that's how this thing works.
All right, cylinder lock.
Instead of counterclockwise, you turn all those tumblers clockwise this time. You actually use the weenuses of your arms to, like...
The weenus?
Yeah, it's called a weenus. The skin?
I have never heard of that before.
The skin on the elbows of your arms.
I will never weenuses. Refer to that.
John will always refer to that.
Weenuses. Oh, yeah.
John loves touching weenuses when he's drunk.
Weenus.
Oh, yeah, sure. Blame the drunk. He's just a weenus machinist.
And that's terrifying, guys. That's gonna be a t-shirt now. Thank you very much.
Weenus machinist, just it's like the Hecaton cherries, but it's all elbows.
And we wrote the DM.
And behind the door is a loading screen.
Blue screen to death. I'm tired of this bullshit.
Oh no, they're all blue screen.
Okay, so Azim opens the door. As the door is open, you are hit with the stench of decay. Before you stretches a large table dominant. What?
If only I had a bag of vinegar.
Wrote this wrong again. Before you stretches a large room dominated by large stone tables running down this elongated 80-foot-long chamber.
Sexy.
The 30-foot ceilings are crowded with the shuffling sounds of a score of dwarven, orcish, lizard folk, and duergar zombies. Roll for initiative.